Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process.
I think I can speak for all of my Democratic fellow candidates. We will all be united around the winner. Needless to say, I hope it's me.
Yesterday, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders requested an official recount of Iowa's most recent results to resolve errors in the math. He enters tonight's Las Vegas debate with a 12-point lead overall in the latest national poll by NPR PBS NewsHour and Marist. Tonight, the six candidates will likely discuss President Donald Trump's flurry of pardons and reduced sentences for 11 white-collar criminals, all prominent and many political public figures, and the letter now signed by thousands of former Justice Department officials. They're calling for Attorney General William Barr's resignation and condemning what they call Barr and President Trump's interference to, quote, punish their enemies and reward their allies, unquote. Some candidates hope tonight's debate will provide another shakeup. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and former Vice President Joe Biden want their spotlight back.
We're moving in an especially important phase because up till now, we haven't heard from the most committed constituency of the Democratic Party, the African-American community.
Biden's polling around 21% among non-white voters nationally.
Nevada is a state that does have a huge diverse population compared to Iowa and New Hampshire. Almost a third of the population is Latino. So I think some difference as far as the outcome is concerned.
Demographics aside, Fernando Romero, president of Nevada Hispanics in Politics, says Nevadans have the same concerns as the rest of the country: healthcare, immigration reform, education, climate change, and housing. Former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, who came in second and third place in New Hampshire respectively, want to keep momentum. Former political candidate and WNHN radio host Arnie Arneson explains how a debate so close to a vote can have an outsized impact.
Elizabeth Warren unfortunately faltered in that last debate. Amy did not. And as a result, what you saw were people who were undecided decided, I'm not going with Joe Biden. I'm not sure about Mayor Pete. Elizabeth, I'm so disappointed. And Amy got the benefit of that.
For the first time in five debates, billionaire businessman Tom Steyer didn't make the cut. The other billionaire Democratic hopeful, former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg, did, even though he isn't on the Nevada ballot. Bloomberg qualified with national polls, but only because the DNC no longer requires small donor contributions.
Someone comes in with billions of dollars, with a whole bunch of influence and, you know, political contributions, philanthropy, media ad buys, you know, where power actually, I think, is disseminated is in these areas. And he's able to get the rules changed for him.
Michael Brennan, a public policy graduate student at University of Maryland, isn't happy about the rule change.
This is really the first opportunity we've had in this primary for him to be center stage and have people challenging him on these things.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks to 2020 Talks intern Danny Gare, and thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.